Ebony and the Palace. Time went by, and the months soon turned into years. One day, Ebony was chiseling stone with Hazel. Ebony soon tired of working and lay down in the cool grass. "Father's been gone so long," she sighed. Just then, the sound of laughter floated toward them. Ebony sat up and noticed for the first time a beautiful palace in the distance. It was filled with attractive, laughing people and warm, inviting lights. The palace seemed to glisten and sparkle. "Look," cried Ebony, beginning to walk toward the palace. "What a beautiful place!" "Ebony," shouted Hazel, the line!" Ebony stopped just as she was about to cross the line. "Oh, I forgot," she said. She sat down on her father's side of the line and watched the people dancing in the glistening palace. Over the next few weeks, Ebony's work slowed down as she spent hours gazing at the glittering palace and straining to hear the laughter and music that flowed out of its doors. The small foundation and half-finished wall of her own castle were nothing compared to the beautiful palace she saw in the distance. In order to get the best view of the building, she often stood right on top of the line her father had drawn. She remembered that her father had warned her of an enemy on the other side of the line, so Ebony was careful to only take occasional walks across the line to catch a closer glimpse of the shining palace, and she would always quickly return. As time passed, though, Ebony more frequently ignored her father's warning. It was hard to have faith in his counsel when the land across the line didn't look like an enemy's territory at all. She never saw any hint of danger, and the happenings in the palace looked fun and exciting and harmless. Before long, Ebony had scuffed her father's line out completely and couldn't even see it anymore. Soon, Ebony made some friends on the other side of the line, and they invited her to come with them to the great palace. She initially resisted them, but they beckoned so strongly and so convincingly, it was hard to say no. After all, she reasoned, nothing bad had happened to her yet on the other side of her father's line. Plus, the palace seemed so magnificent and exciting, and her new friends seemed to like her and think she was beautiful. Ebony decided to go with her friends to the palace. Ebony loved the palace at first. Everyone wore the most exquisite clothing, and they spent all day laughing and dining and dancing. The food was delicious, and the entertainment was always exciting. Her friend showed her a beautiful room that had been prepared especially for her. Ebony was happy to stay in the palace with her new friends. Sometimes, at night, she would pick up the book her father had written for her and read the familiar stories. But after the excitement of living in the palace, the stories seemed boring, and they only made her fall asleep. They didn't seem to help her or relate to her life at all. Not like the people in the palace, who understood her. Time passed, and one day, Ebony found herself thinking about her sisters and the life she had abandoned. Even with all the excitement around her, she somehow felt unhappy. She began to suspect that so many things in the shining palace were really lies. The rich food on the silver platters was slowly making her sick. She could feel it poisoning her, but she could not stop eating it. The glitter of the palace had blinded her vision. She could no longer recognize what was true and what was false. One morning, Ebony felt something cold around her ankle. It was a large iron shackle, and seeing it frightened her. Attached to the shackle was a long chain. In a panic, she looked around and realized that all the inhabitants of the palace were shackled and chained. Most of them seemed unaware of the chains around their legs, though, and continued dancing and laughing, oblivious to the danger. Ebony desperately wanted to leave the palace and return to her sisters. Struggling with the heavy metal pulling on her leg, Ebony moved toward the palace door, but she couldn't reach it. The chain held fast, holding her back, preventing her from escaping. Tears welled up inside Ebony as she sank to her knees. She finally recognized the enemy her father had warned her against, but it was too late. She was in his power now, and she knew he was intent upon destroying her. As much as she wanted to escape, she could not. She was not strong enough to break the chains that bound her. But something inside Ebony remembered how strong her father was and how much he loved her. She was so sorry she had ever set one foot across her father's line. "Father, save me! Please save me," she implored. With all her heart, she cried and prayed. And just as she was about to surrender to despair, she felt strong arms around her, breaking the shackle and the chain, and lifting her out of the shining palace.
"I haven't been where I should be. I call out for him to rescue me. I feel him break the shackles from my feet. I feel him take the lashes as we leave the enemy. How could a sinner deserve anything as sweet as his mercy?"
She could not see the face of the man who carried her away from the palace, but she could feel him. She knew it was her brother, sent by her father to save her. The enemy lashed out at them as they left the palace, trying to prevent their escape. But her brother shielded Ebony from the blows with his own body. When they finally made it to freedom, Ebony knew that her dear brother had suffered horribly to save her that day.
"He has rescued me, and I never want to leave where he has brought me, where I am free, and the brokenness in me is now mending as he is erasing, reclaiming, remaking me. Rescuer, restorer, liberator.